Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I had a terrifying dressing room experience the other day. And the first problem was probably that I was shopping at Forever 21 when I'm pushing closer to Forever 41. But I was determined. I was like, oh, let's see. This is a cute dress. I'm going to go try it on.
Yeah, I'm going to look for the quadruple XL of Forever 21.
Yeah, definitely not the right size dress, but I was determined to get into it. So I'm in the dressing room. It's a denim dress, so it has no stretch whatsoever. And as it's going over my head, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a tight fit, but you can do it. Just power through. Then I get my arms to about where my arms should be and realize, I got this on. I don't know how I'm getting this thing back off. So now I'm in that moment of trying to talk myself out of not completely freaking out because this dress is stuck on me.
Wait, is it fully on now or is it just sort of half on?
Now I have it on and there's no way I'm getting this thing off.
Did you have a moment of panic?
I did, because in my mind now, like, the like claustrophobia of I'm stuck in this dress and this dress is really tight is starting to kick in to the point I'm telling you, I had to like mentally talk myself out of freaking out. I was like, it's okay. You'll get the dress off. Even if they have to cut it off, you'll get the dress off. Don't freak out.
Can you imagine going and speaking to management and say, hey, we've got a problem. Your product might have to be destroyed to get it off me.
Well, do you know how bad it is when you're trying to take deep breaths and you can't take deep breaths because you have a denim dress on that's way too tight?
I have that battle with my jeans every morning.
So after I calm myself down, I'm like, you can get this off. We just need to try and figure out how you're going to get it back over your shoulders.
Did you have that fear that it might get stuck halfway between getting it off and your shoulder so you can't see? It's like over your face?
And then I'm like, okay, yeah, if they have to cut it off, I still have to pay for the dress. And we all know this dress does not fit, so I don't want to pay for it.
This all went through your head.
I was in panic mode. After about 15 minutes, I was able to shimmy and shake myself out of the dress.
I wish I was a fly on the wall. You did a little dance.
Can I tell you, I had marks on my arms from outside this dress.
You're kidding. You're kidding.
I'm embarrassed. I don't even know why I'm sharing this story.
How did you think this was a good idea?
I don't know. And the way I had this dress on, I look like I was like stuffed into a sausage case, okay? I'm just trying to give you the full visual of this dress. I was in a sweat by the time I was done getting the dress off.
Needless to say, you didn't buy the dress, right?
No, no, not at all.
Every time I go in the dressing room, I get stuff that's way too big to feel better about myself. I start big and then go down. If I start small and get stuck in the jeans, it depresses me. But I never have actually got like to the moment of panic where you think, hang on, I might need to be cut out of this.
Yeah. I want to see, because hopefully I'm not alone. Have you had a moment where you got stuck in some clothes? Was it in a dressing room? Was it at home? Please just make me feel better about myself. That's all I'm really trying to do right now.
Go help Kelly, please. 888-431-3764. When was the last time you got stuck in some clothing items? Kelly got stuck in a dress, in a dressing room at Forever 21. and needs to know if this happened to anyone else so she can feel better about herself this Friday morning.
I do. I'm just looking for sympathy. Please tell me I'm not alone. And thank you to some of these text messages who got me crying reading them. Like Deneen from the 562 says, I got stuck in a dress at my house. I almost had to call my mom since I live alone. I couldn't get the dress back over my boobs, so then I couldn't breathe because it was so tight. I ended up being like the Hulk and had to rip it to get it off.
Just rip. It is amazing how many people this has happened to, Kelly. You are not alone. 951. I got stuck in a dressing room. Luckily, I was with my sister-in-law, but she asked me to show her the outfit, and so I told her to come in so she could help me out of the outfit.
Get me out of this thing. Nancy in Ontario, has this happened to you?
Well, I was in a store, and I was trying on a top over a top, and when I took the top off, both tops came off. I mean, under my bra.
You gave everybody a show, huh, Nancy?
I did.
Good for you.
I was trying to see how fast I could get the one top back on. So you're not alone.
Thank you, Nancy. 951 says, it's like when you get done with a really good workout and you're super sweaty. You get home, you go to take off your sports bra, and then there's that sheer panic when it gets caught right in the middle of your back. You can't reach it, but you feel like you're going to pull a muscle trying to get your sports bra off.
Great 100%. Point. This happened to me the other day, but I was in the male change room. I was trying to get it off. I'd wore an extra tight shirt. It was sweaty, and I got stuck halfway between. I could tell people were looking at me, and you nearly panic going, what do I do? What do I do? I'm stuck.
That's the worst. When the panic sets in and you're like, okay, this is only going to make it worse. You're trying to like talk yourself out of the ledge.
What's the next move?
Gonna be okay, guys. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck.